Hello, this is Shelley Entine, and I'm giving you my take on the Gemini full moon that for Eastern Standard Time in the United States will arrive on December 18th at 11:36 p.m. And that's Eastern Standard Time. And this is quite an interesting Gemini full moon. I happen to be born under one, so it's really ringing in my ears. But what I am looking at here is the fact that only 6 hours after this Gemini full moon, Venus takes the retrograde that she's taking in Capricorn. And at the moment of the full moon, she is stationed, not moving at all. And she's just come off Pluto in Capricorn, that conjunction, which she'll make another time when she goes direct and when she retrogrades too, actually. So she's got three contacts to this Lord of the Underworld. And what's really going on here, I will be discussing at length in the Venus retrograde podcast that I will put out. But this is no coincidental moment. None of them are, really. Everything in context, as we say. So what are we looking at with the Gemini full moon? 27 degrees. Gemini, 27 degrees. Sagittarius. Well, let me just say that that's the galactic center point. And the galactic center is where all the new information is being transmitted. It's from the center of our galaxy, right? So we're a galaxy, actually called the Sagittarius galaxy, that orbits. And all the other ones in our system also orbit. And we have that honor to also have this name. But the corridor of information is going to be wide open for the Gemini full moon. And the thing is, we have that Venus-Pluto, which is tied in to the Saturn-Pluto conjunction that took place in January of 2020. And we are in the process of shifting paradigm, getting a lot of information, and having to reconcile that by getting the clarity from, again, the sources beyond us that are pushing for an evolution of consciousness. You know, Mars is in Sagittarius also for this full moon, and it's just come off a conjunction to the South Node. If people could be even more emotional about their beliefs and religions and points of view, it's happening now. And so this is a full moon that is really kind of saying, leap out into the cosmos, please, to get a new direction. The sun and moon are relating to Jupiter in Aquarius, 28 degrees Aquarius. He's almost gone from that sign. And oh boy, it's going to be till, I believe it was 2033, before we get Jupiter in Aquarius again to try to expand our consciousness further. So this 28 degrees is the sun and moon are approaching Jupiter because they're 27 degrees and they're on their way. He's not moving as fast as they are. So we have this incredible opportunity. This is a big opportunity to allow ourselves to see and to hear and to transform in a major way. This could be a game changer. Another thing about that is that The sun is trine and the moon is sextile Eris, goddess of discord in Aries, and she is sextile Jupiter in Aquarius. So this is another player, and Eris isn't always, quote, bad, unquote. People call her the goddess of discord, and she is, but she's a shaker. She's a shake up the complacency here. Let people see what's going on for real. And, you know, you get, this is a positive point. Ruth Bader Ginsburg had, a Mercury conjunction to Eris. And she certainly did a lot of shaking of the paradigm during her lifetime. Incredible. Incredible. If you don't realize it as a woman by now, you should go back, see her movie or read something about her, and you'll find out how much it changed for you as a female because she was willing to rattle the cage. So this is also a cage rattling moment, okay? And you'll see that on the outer world, but you're also seeing it within your own life. And the only thing that's giving us a little bit of a hiccup here is the fact that both sun and moon have already been square to Neptune in Pisces. So the lack of clarity, some deception, and those things that we would call illusionary fantasies have been in the way of us getting this clarity and knowing where we should start shaking things up. But we may, if we open up at this full moon, it's so close to the solstice, you know, the solstice coming in on the following week. It's exactly 10:59 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday the 21st, also suggests that the ceremonial aspect of the end of a solar year, beginning of a solar year, can well be focusing on some of this need to regain truth, and with Venus involved, particularly about the divine feminine. We are also very close to our last exact Saturn-Uranus square for 2021. There is still much in sight as we go into 2022. And that is early morning on Christmas Eve is when they make that exact. And that's always showing us change and the resistance to change, okay? So this energy is also there saying that this is, if you're being held back now, you know, this is inevitable. Change is inevitable. If you feel pulled to make changes, really, it's the time to get the information that you need at the Gemini full moon. And the polarity always between Gemini and Sagittarius is that Gemini is the sign in which we name things, we categorize things. In infancy, you start to crawl around and you start to see other things that are in your environment. And eventually you say mama, dada, you start naming, you know, your relatives will give you the words. But you start classifying. And so that this makes us focused in pieces of things, you know, looking at the puzzle pieces to see how to fit them together. Sagittarius is wanting the full view. Well, I want to see the whole puzzle and make a decision, a perception, a philosophy, an idea, an ideal, based upon what I see. So this is very different. And in the Indian tradition, Mercury is the student, and Jupiter ruling Sagittarius is the guru. So Sagittarius is asking us to leap into a higher level of understanding and seeing. That's why it's the sign of higher education. Gemini rules the first levels of learning how to navigate the world, education. But both of those are very important parts. You can't say one is better than the other. It's just that sometimes we focus too much in one part and not enough in the other. So the full moon is telling us to find the middle ground and be able to do both. So this is also something that we're looking for. The moon is the one that is in the difficult, what we call sometimes quincunx or inconjunct, to Venus and Pluto. So the information is trying to be reconciled with the old traditions about everything and what the authorities are saying to us all the time. I mean, it's amazing, really. I mean, people are just out there telling complete untruths. And they're starting to get exposed a bit for it, but still, you know, there's an old saying, if you say something many times, people start believing it, you know. They don't think anymore, they just keep hearing it. It's almost like hypnosis, right? And that could be what we're seeing the Neptune square be about. You've been hypnotized into thinking one thing or another thing, but, you know, have you got the information that you really need? And are you able to make the big picture sense out of it? So I would say that is what we're going through. That's the, it's almost like a another kind of a portal right now. Because once we get out of this, you know, when we go into 2022, we're going to have the lunar nodes in a different in. You know, different sign. I mean, we're already in the last 2 degrees, and on sometime on the 18th of January, you start getting the North Node in Taurus and the South Node in Scorpio. It's completely different. We'll be talking about that a lot also. But this is the moment. This is really it. You know, do as much as you can. Agree to as much as you can in terms of opening up to the change, to the evolutionary consciousness, to being able to both gather information and form a perceptual experience from it and use that, especially for the Venus retrograde, down into the basement of the Capricorn basement where Pluto is standing there while you're trying to transform the beliefs here, get rid of the old stuff. Yeah, so it's not a fluffy one. Mm-mm. No, not at all. But it is something that can cause tremendous growth again. As I said, a game changer is the potential, and in a good way. So, having said that, you've heard my take on the Gemini full moon, and I'll say goodbye for now.